Welcome to the Joint Vienna Institute podcast. I'm Tatiana Arnhold. This morning I'm talking to Gianni De Nicolò, senior economist at the European and Middle Eastern Division at the Institute for Capacity Development of the IMF. Gianni, welcome back to the JVI. You are currently teaching a course on macroeconomic forecasting, which has been offered at the JVI for a couple of years now, and this is your second time teaching this course here at the JVI. So what are the objectives and the structure of this course?
Hello, Tatiana. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm happy to give you some information about this course, especially for participants that plan to attend or to apply. The key objectives of this course is to provide participants a rigorous foundation of macroeconomic estimation and forecasting of time series and the application of the methodologies that are used are pretty advanced and updated. The organization comprises lectures followed by workshops that are directly related to the application of the methodologies introduced in the lectures. And finally, participants have the opportunity for an overall presentation that they present in groups where they analyze a case study. And this case study replicates in some way the production of a forecast of a certain scenario that has to be reported to policymakers for discussion. So the plenary session is going to be a vehicle for them to practice on this ground.
Gianni, we know that this course on macroeconomic forecasting has been extremely popular among participants. What do you think makes it so special?
Tatiana, I think that the specialty comes from the nice blend between rigorous analysis of the methodologies that we introduced, but also the immediate applications of these methodologies to policy questions. And that is exactly what makes this course different from a university course.
And more specifically here, what are the topics of the course?
Well, we analyze macroeconomic time series such as GDP growth, inflation, exchange rates, and so on and so forth. So typical time series and data that are analyzed in any central bank or Ministry of Finance. And we go through a standard program, I would say, that starts with the analysis of time series taken individually, the so-called univariate analysis, and then extends and expands on a multivariate analysis where all these variables are analyzed jointly. The techniques that I used are then applied for estimation and also for forecasting different scenarios in the future for one variable or a set of variables.
Looking ahead, Gianni, for our potential applicants for this course, what are your expectations on participants?
Well, participants should certainly, prior to this course, go through the e-learning modules on eViews that is offered through the fund website. This is a module that introduces the main software application we use in this course, and it is a very good training ground to come to the course well prepared to with the management of the data and the estimation procedures. Second, participants can certainly review during the course the lectures that we provide. These are lectures that are all online. This is a green course, so only material related to the workshops typically is printed. Finally, we have a performance evaluation that allows us to evaluate exactly how participants have improved during the course by means of two tests, one given at the beginning and one given at the end of the course.
Well, many thanks for this interview, Gianni. We know that you are extremely popular among participants, so we do hope to see you back to the JVI as soon as possible.
I hope that I will come back very soon. Thank you.